Welcome to the show. This is our week 9 results and week 10 preview. My name is Bov, joined on tonight's show by Harvey. You know, it's kind of sad seeing Harvey right now. The King's gear has been ditched. It's all Sharks gear. For those who don't follow the NHL, the Sharks have not won a game in a month. Harvey, how you doing tonight, other than the King's crisis?
I'm incredible, Bov. I had to support a team that knows how to play their role right. Sharks are supposed to suck, and they're doing an incredible job of it. And the Kings, according to some of my friends, were supposed to be championship contenders and get blown out by the Houston Rockets every night. So had to switch it up a little. Can't support Keegan right now. He sucks. Hopefully the Kings turn it around soon. Go Sharks, baby.
All right. And fresh out of the kitchen, guy just made some tacos. We got the star. Scotty's here. Scotty, how were the tacos?
Tacos are bomb. Chicken tacos, some nacho cheese, ooh, avocado, lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, salsa, chips. Pretty freaking bomb. Scarfed it down, but we're better for other reasons, Bob, which we'll get to.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a minute. Late scratch on the pod today is Ross, dentist. For 3.5 hours, Ross, today. Late scratch, inactive. I'm seeing questionnaire. I'm seeing full x-rays, full cleaning. Somehow that took 3.5 hours, and no Ross tonight. So,
yeah, is it me, or did everything he say sound like it should take 25 minutes?
I don't know. I heard Dennis 3.5 hours. I was like, bro, like the listeners need to know, like, are you good? Did you have like 5 cavities filled? Like, is your mouth numb and you can't talk? Like, that's what I thought when I heard 3.5 mm-hmm. hours, but that ended up being just x-rays and cleaning. So that's okay. We'll hopefully get Ross back next week. But hey, let's get into some week 9 results. And there is no place to start other than it finally happened. The star is off the schneid. The All-Stars won. Now, I heard the Raiders locker room was crazy. After their win, they fired Josh. LOL Josh. RIP the Bone Brothers clown power rankings. We have to somehow fill Josh McDaniels' now vacant slot. The Raiders locker room was in great shape after their win. But the only one that I heard was in even better shape after their win was the All-Stars locker room. First win for Scotty since week 1. Again, this is our week 9 results show. It was really bad for the star. Harvey said for several weeks that the star would not win another game this season. Spencer was going to have to wait till nearly his first birthday to see a victory in fantasy football. And then he Harveyed last week and actually picked the star to beat the commish. All-Stars beat Sergeant Santor 90, and 90 is impressive, 90-69.5. Scotty, this has got to feel like the weight of the world is off your shoulders. I don't know where – talk about the victory. What did you say to Spence, like, in introducing him to victory in fantasy football?
Yep, I got Spence right here. The victory appearance on the pod. We did it, buddy. We did it. We won the game. It is November 7th, 2023, Tuesday, and we did it. You can be proud of me now. Oh, there's a smile. Huge smile. He's smiling.
Love that.
Yeah, we did it. We did it, buddy. The ad drops and trades were unreal that you recommended. To trade for the Chargers defense with top ally Dose and a Half Men, partnering with Carson there to try and get that deal done. Picked up Cameron Dicker, the kicker. That Monday night game was just insane. You know, Herbert versus Dicker, the kicker, and Chargers defense. My dad could not believe that Herbert only got 3.5 points. It started out with that punt return touchdown for Chargers defense. And we just knew that was the night it was going to be. And then Dicker, the kicker, gets a 55-yard and a half. It was just poetic. Unfortunately, injuries, man, Danny Dimes goes down, lose for the season, another quarterback out. But we got top priority. We'll pick up our guy, Tommy DeVito, someone like this. I think that's his name, something like that. Roll out there with Taylor Heineke. It's getting gross there for All-Stars. But we had our Super Bowl last week. We beat Dad. We beat Grandpa. We did it. Rest of the season don't matter.
Wow. I mean, Scotty, you said it, that not only did you win, but it actually turned out to be a Monday night banger with Herbert versus Dicker and Chargers D. And I mean, as great as it is for Scotty to get this win, I can only imagine the commish watching in agony as he's got Herbert. Like, Herbert went crazy against me. I think Herbert had 15 points in the first half when I played the commish. And for him to watch in horror as the Chargers run a punt back for a touchdown in the first quarter and then recover two fumbles in the first quarter. Harvey, it's rough for the commish, but the story here is All-Stars. I mean, how happy are you for this guy?
Oh, you love to see it, Bub. You love to see it. I knew he wouldn't let me down. Once he heard Harvey the hell out of that Star won't win a game statement, I knew he'd come through for me, Bub. And against one of my kind of common enemies in the show, I would say at this point. Love the guy to death, obviously. There's no nicer man on the planet than our commissioner, but we are enemies. And I don't think you can recover from an L like this, Buff. I hate to say it, but I've been a little down on this commission squad all year. This 69.5 kind of sums up all my feelings on it. But you lose to the freaking All-Stars, man. Not just a loss. You got blown out by the All-Stars. Unreal. Absolutely unreal. Love that Spence got his first win. Just love to see it, Bub. Now, I will say, after hearing the planet quarterback there for Star, I can safely go back on my Star will not win another game.
The rest
of the season. So I know he'll enjoy it while it lasts. It's been an insane injury to man year for Star. They keep coming. Every quarterback he plugs in, boom, out for the year. So I don't expect Tommy Boy to last long. And honestly, that might be for the better. I don't wish him to get injured, but you're looking at potential negatives every week with Tommy Boy.
I mean, it is worth pointing out, like, we can make fun of Scotty's team all we want. He's 2-7. But, like, if you – Scotty, how many quarterbacks did you draft?
Three. Rodgers? Taylor Heineke was actually drafted by myself. Yes, Rodgers, Danny Dimes, and Taylor Heineke was the plan.
So the first two QBs Scotty drafted this year have both torn their Achilles and ACL. Like, at some point, there's not a whole lot you can do. And then Star trades for Kirk Cousins, and he tears his Achilles. So, I mean, one guy has had three QBs get injured for the season. It's just – it's a lost year for the Giants. It's a lost year for the Star. But for 1 week
– love it.
For 1 week, yep, against, yep, his father,
against Daddy,
Spencer's grandfather, he got it done. So hats off to Star. No, we can't clown you. You're not going to go 1-14 or whatever, 1-13. So kudos to the Star. Improves to 2-7. And the commish.
Not out of it.
The commish, you know, once looking good at, I think, was he 3-0, 4-0?
He was the last undefeated, I think.
He was the last undefeated team before bye weeks. And all of a sudden now at 5-4, It's less certain going forward for the commish. So a fun Santor Bowl for sure. From there, let's go to undisputedly the hottest team in the show, and that is Dose and a Half Men going over 100 again, even with ETN on a bye, Gibbs on a bye. 110.5 for Dose and a Half Men, 72 for Hot Seats. So Dose improves to 6-3. Steve and Steve fall to 6-3. CJ Stroud and Rashad White in a game that Stev attended in Houston combine for 54.5 points. That's over 2/3 of Stev's entire score. Harvey, what's the story here? Is it just Dose being insane here in the middle of the season?
Oh, it's
or is it hot seats taking a step back?
No, it's Dose, man. 100 times out of 100, I would troll this guy's team for missing the pod, but I'd look like quite the fool if I were to do that right now, Bub. It's high score of the week every week, like the last 3 weeks, I think. It's buys don't matter. It's no injuries, man. I mean, he's on fuego right now. And I think hot seats have some serious concerns that I'd certainly overlooked last week when previewing this game. Kenneth and Bijan, yikes. And then Saquon now with, like, he'll get his 30 touches a game, but I don't see the touchdowns being there with Tommy Boy. Hot seats could be in some trouble. I know they're 6-3, but their strength is supposed to be RBs, and right now all three of those guys are gross.
I thought in the snap group on Sunday, Ross said that he did have injuries. I think I made a comment, anybody not have injuries? And Ross said, we have injuries, and I'm trying to find them.
Don't see
injuries. DeMarcado. E.D. Mercado was injured and missed the game. Maybe that's your injuries. I don't know. But, hey, Dose is insane right now. Scotty, I guess the simple question is this team peaking too early?
No. You got to look at the starting 11 players in this roster. You've got Patrick Mahomes, best
Trash.
Quarterback ever.
Trash.
C.J. Stroud, rookie of the year, unreal quarterback, not a fluke. He's got Gibbs, Etienne, and R. White. Those guys are like 10-plus every week. And then he's got like the best receivers in the show, CeeDee, Amon-Ra, Rashi, top pass catcher on the Chiefs, Rice, Jordan, rookie of the year, Addison, other than C.J. Stroud.
Two rookies of the year.
Aubrey, rookie of the year, kicker, and best defense in the league, Niners defense. He's unreal. He's the best team in the show. He's going to win the show. Congrats to Carson, Ross Poindexter, and Ryan Kinney.
Cringing hard, Buff.
All right. Well, let's get to a mid-cringe. So the other team over 100 this week, Fly Harvey Fly, 102.5. Lamar Nader, 80. So Harvey, also hot, improves to 6-3. Lamar Nader drops to 6-3. So 4 6-3 teams there at the top of the show. That's pretty impressive. Harvey, your thoughts on this win as you just keep rolling along?
Yeah, business as usual, Bub. I'll fly under the radar all year. These people can be on Ross's dicks, sucking them, doing whatever they want with that thing. But Harvey's going to go over 100 every week. I'm not Dose. He's not insane like Dose. That's fine. I'll win the show this year. Dose will lose in the first round. And yeah, pretty hype, Bub. Pretty hype.
Scotty, do you kind of see this the same way? Is this Harvey team? I mean, Dose is all the hype. Is Harvey flying under the radar here?
Yeah, he is. And he's not wrong. You don't want to be the number one team in week 10. Not always a good place to be historically, the show. So usually that second, third team, people aren't seeing, talking about, like Stevin Steve last year kind of got hot and took it down. So I think this is a good team, like I said last week. It's not Dose level. Got some holes, like I said last week. But this Lamar-Nader team over here, I like this Lamar-Nader team. Lamar had the worst week of his career last week, 6.5 points.
How did they score 37 and Lamar gets 6.5?
I have Gus. No clue.
Gus, Gus and Keaton.
Keaton.
Yeah, this Lamar-Nader team, I feel like they had an off week and they still scored 80. This is a very good team, Bub.
I need to not be starting probably Gabe and Kincaid. That's an issue.
Hey, I said that a couple weeks ago and I got trolled.
You did? No, you said...
I said Kincaid would trolled. Be trash.
You did. You did say that, and that is LOL Harvey. it's worth pointing out how crazy the situation at QB is for Lamar-Nader. So... Watson was out for a while, right? So they had Dobbs. Thank God they had Dobbs for a QB2. Then it's like, okay, Dobbs is no longer starting. So that's gone. Is Watson going to come back? Not only does Watson come back this week and actually play pretty decent, but now Jay Dobbs is a starter again. So Lamar Nader, you've got some ammo there to make some moves. So Gustafson's at 6-3. This is almost certainly a playoff team. So it'll be really interesting to see what the Gustafsons, who have missed the playoffs like 5 years in a row, do to try to put a team together that can make a little bit of a run. So both Gustafsons and Harvey at 6-3, along with Stev and Steve, along with Dose, top of the league. Is it's going to be a really interesting race for the top seed and to see who wins these divisions and gets to pick their poison. But I guess let's now look to the rest of the league, just totally stuck in the middle. I'm going to just go in order here so I don't mess myself up. Los Cuervos, 87. Goomba Gang, 84. There was some talk that maybe GG was back, but they fall to 2-7. Don gets back in the win column after a losing streak. It is now 4-5, firmly in the middle. And Harvey, you know, I think Andrew took this one hard.
Bob, GG's still so bayek, man. He's so bayek. You throw a healthy Fairbairn in that whole game, he wins this game. I'm not going to drag on GG like someone else would, but he's not here for losing his kicker before halftime. Like, screw that, Bob. They were down in Tampa territory the entire game. He would have gotten three more points. Burrow is incredible. Burrow is absolutely insane. More insane than Dose. I love this GG squad, Bub. I love it. But Badgent, Andrew probably actually gave himself an L because he had Badgent, right? And now Don has Badgent, and Badgent went oof.
Was Badgent on a roster and then dropped?
Wasn't
Badgent, I think so.
I could have sworn Badgent was GG.
I remember trolling somebody for dropping Badgent.
Okay, well, I'm going to look this up. Scotty, let me ask you this. We've seen Andrew and Brandon go from a derby team to an eventual champion. Do you think they have some more of that magic in them because this team is 2-7?
If you would have asked me that 2 weeks ago, Bob, I would have said no. But I literally have a text message in my inbox of text messages from the Goomba Gang. Says, hey, are we in talks? So
it's such an Andrew text.
Yeah. So very much he's back. He's focused.
Oh, yeah.
I've even heard from Foose in the last bit here.
Who the
Lance. Yeah, it was good to hear from Lance. Admittedly, it was for the Ghibli, the other league. But other leagues, man. But anyways, Goomba Gang a little bit back. Dolphins aren't going to be flying over to freaking Germany every week and have a weird, 10-point performance from those receivers. So I think Goomba Gang's a little bit back.
Harvey's right, by the way. Andrew did give himself an L here. Andrew, last week on November 1st, on Wednesday, so the first ad day, added Aiden O'Connell, dropped Tyson Badgent.
Is it Tyler? Don, or is it actually Don Tyson?
I think it's Tyson.
What did I say? I think it's Tyson.
It's Tyson.
Did I say Tyler?
I thought it was Tyler.
I don't know. So, no, Andrew dropped him, and Don picked him up, started him, and beat Andrew because Badgent scored 12 and O'Connell scored 5. I mean, that's talk about these guys being unreal GMs and making move, but that quite literally gave him an L because Don would have had no other QB. Don might have picked up DeVito, could be on Don's team for all we know if that didn't happen. So, all right. Next game, let's go. I think we only have two left. Let's go Big Tuna against Wide Wide West. Okay. On the flip side of Mark, so the commish started the season really hot and has kind of fallen back to the pack a little bit. Did Tyler start 0-3, 0-4?
I think so. I'm trying to look.
He was try-ish.
He definitely wasn't good. He was 0-3 for sure.
So Tyler was 0-3, and he's now 4-5 with this win.
He was
0-4.
So he's 4-1 in his last five. So Tyler has scratched and clawed his way right back in this thing. And Giff, only 68 and a half here, falls to 3-6, closer to the Derby than the middle of the pack. But I mean, hey, Scotty, you love to see this for Tyler. We've talked on this show about the life change in Tyler's life, and this can't be a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. This is NorCal Tyler through and through. You know, to be honest, I cannot believe Dak Prescott is actually a good NFL quarterback. I never thought I would say those words, but it's pretty wild to see. So good for him for having him on the squad. Gus Edwards, we were talking about him earlier. He's a beast. I don't know how his stat line was that low. He looks amazing. Really like Big Tuna and, I mean, Wide Wide West. Too many Jets. They've got, what, 3 offensive touchdowns in, like, 4 games? It's just disgusting.
Cannot be Jets. Starting 2 Jets. Cannot start 2 Jets.
No.
Harvey, anything else to add? I mean, Tyler scores 92 and a half with Ja'Marr Chase getting 4. That's got to be good news for his team going forward.
Oh, yeah. Tyler's been by you, Bub. I've been telling you for weeks now. So, not surprised at all by this result. Just love to see the L's pile up for Wide Wide West, honestly.
Okay. All right. Last game, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this one. Dope schedule, East Dillon, 78. Cesar Armadillos with a -1 net from QBs, 55 and a half. C-Tune did not work out. And Dana had no replacement for Trevor Lawrence, no replacement for Christian McCaffrey. Dana, injuries, buys, just did not have enough to be competitive here. Is there anything on this one?
Bo, I feel like this is like your ceiling, bro.
Need JJ.
Yeah.
Injuries, man. Sam Howell looks kind of like he can play. He's been on both of your teams. Just let him sling. He's going to throw about 800 passes this year. And if there's one thing that we're excited about at East Dillon, it's that Jonathan Taylor has taken the backfield over again. Z Moss only played 13 snaps. And Josh Jacobs, now that Josh McDaniels is not there anymore. So maybe East Dillon can get hot with some running backs, but we need JJ to have a shot. East Dillon and Cesar Armadillos both sitting at 5-4 in the middle of the league.
How?
All right. One game behind all the 6-3 teams that everyone seems to love so much. Week 10 preview.
Cringe.
We've only got five weeks left. 10 through 14. Derby week is week 14. So it's time to make a move. We got 4 6-3 teams. We've got 3 5-4 teams. So there's your top 7 right there. And then you've got Los Cuervos 4-5, Big Tuna 4-5, Wide Wide West 3-6, All Stars GG 2-7. So nobody's running away with this thing this year. There's nobody that's like 8-1 or 7-2. It's very wide open, although we've had some hot teams. So let's see what week 10 looks like. And let's see, where do I want to start? All right, let's start with mine, because Harvey just made that comment about my ceiling. So Big Tuna this week has won 3 straight, and East Dillon is, you know, we had a little losing streak there. So we got Big Tuna against East Dillon. Tyler looking to get back to 500. Can get to 5-5 with a win here. CBS loves Tyler in this matchup. Harvey, do you love in this matchup?
Oh, I love Tyler. Just said it. East Dillon, that ceiling's about 78. I've seen Tyler well over 100. East Dillon can't even dream of doing that right now. I got Tyler in potentially the blowout of the week, Bub.
Scotty?
I do not think this is going to be a blowout. I don't think East Dillon's too bad, actually. I think Will Levis has a bounce-back game. Like you said, Sam Howell's going to be throwing all over Seattle. Baltimore just put up like 37 on their asses last week. So I think it'll be close, but I think just NorCal Big Tuna gets it done. Report Big Tuna is going to the Cal-Washington State game in NorCal on Saturday. So might be a little distracted. Focused on his old Washington State Cougs. So that could be an issue for this team, maybe a one-week blip. So you know what? I'm going East Dillon. Will Levis, Sam Howell, get it done.
That's crazy.
Time of distracted.
Last time I checked, college football is on Saturday, not Sunday.
That's what I said, right?
So how is he going to be distracted on Sunday if the game's on Saturday?
Imagine going to a football game on Saturday. Your whole focus is around it. Your brother's flying in. You're going to the game. You're pre-gaming. You're loving life. You're all into college football. You go to sleep. Maybe forget to set your lineup. Don't realize there's a Germany game. All of a sudden it's 10:30. He's probably doing something else on Sunday because he was busy all Saturday. I got distracted, Tyler, to lose this game.
He don't get distracted. He's bad, yeah.
The one thing I am terrified about, Tyler has Cowboys defense against Tommy Boy DeVito this week.
Ooh.
That could be a lot of points. That could be a lot of points. We'll just leave it at that. If C-Tune got minus one, T. DeVito might get worse than minus one. That could be real, real bad. All right, let's go to where are we at? Let's go Sergeant Santor against Goomba Gang. Kamish, 5-4, GG, tough loss. We discussed the whole badgent issue. We got Kamish going up against Andrew and Brandon. Scotty, you start here.
Kamish versus Andrew and Brandon. Ooh, Kamish gets Demont back and James Conner. Ooh, Geno bounce back against the Commanders, who just traded their two defensive linemen. I think this might be a Sergeant Santor. I mean, he's dropped a lot of games here in a row. I think Goomba has kind of overperformed the last few weeks. I think this is kind of a chance for Kamish to get right here a little bit. So going with the Sergeant.
Harvey?
Oh, I got GG, Bub. I got GG, baby. Like, he is so incredible. Burrow is just lighting up the world right now. Herbert's trash. Geno is so bad. I got GG easily here.
Russell Wilson on Monday Night Football for GG. I think the commish has had a couple games recently come down to Monday Night Football. So Russell Wilson and Jay McLaughlin. Looks like he's still in the lineup for GG. On RB Monday night, any Bills? I don't see any Bills here. So just Andrews Broncos on Monday night. I guess we shall see. I also Montgomery and Connor. That'd be great for him to get both back, but I don't know that both of those guys will be back. We'll see. Dan Campbell was optimistic. Connor, I have not heard, is coming back this week. But CBS thinks so. We'll see. All right, let's go next to Los Cuervos against Fly. Harvey Fly, who has won four straight. Why is Mac Jones and Jordan Love? Oh, the Eagles are on a bye. No Jalen. That's no Jalen, no AJ. Mac Jones and Jordan Love. That's not ideal. Scotty, is this too much for Harvey to overcome? The Eagles on a bye.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at his team name, Fly Harvey Fly. They're flying into a bye week. They're flying into Cabo, some Hawaiian island, doing some God knows what. This is Cuervos. This is scheduled gods for Los Cuervos. That's all there is to say. If Jordan Love at Pittsburgh, Jesus, that could be negative. So I got Cuervo.
Okay, Harvey, this is obviously going to be your tough one, the Eagles bye week with easily one of the best combos in the league, Jalen, AJ. Those guys are about as – they are about as Harvey
as it gets. Who better? Who better?
Tyreek?
Look it up. They actually might be better.
Okay, Harvey, do you have enough here? Like, what do you say to Mac and Jordan Love to try to get a dub here?
I say, you guys suck. You're going to lose this week, and it's going to be okay, Bub. If I win, it is going to be very ugly. I'm not scoring more than 75 this week, and I will live with that. I don't care. I don't care about Don Gifford. This will be a very chill Sunday for Harvey.
Okay. All right. Next game, let's go wide, wide west against Lamar Nader. We've got Matt Gifford. No, his Jets are on a bye this week.
Probably no, a good
Jets
thing
are not on a bye.
Jets are not on a bye.
Rams are on a bye. No D Henderson. Miami's on a bye. No Mostert. Giff does get Kyler back this week. That's kind of interesting. Debo probably back this week for the Niners too. So Giff does get some reinforcements. No Cup though. And Lamar Nader looking to bounce back after the L last week. Looks like a pretty full lineup. Scotty, who you got here?
Yeah, this is an easy Lamar Nader victory. I mean, wide west put up like 50 last week. They're going to put up like 50 again with bye problems, man, bye problems. I mean, what is there to say? He's got two Jets in there again and bye problems. So I got Lamar Nader getting done with 86 points.
It might not be two Jets. Justin Fields could be back Thursday. I mean, Harvey, if Giff going forward, now this team's 3-6, L3, but
no,
Fields and Kyler could be kind of dope down the stretch.
No. I just
you don't see it.
There's so much that just makes me mad about Wide Wide West, Buff. They just don't matter. This is the blowout of the week, hands down. Lamar Nader, huge bounce back. They're dope. Wide Wide West, not dope.
All right. Next game, Sace Armadillos at Hot Seats. Both teams trying to bounce back from a loss. Dana and Graham, we really liked this team a few weeks ago. They have lost three straight to fall to 5-4. So Dana trying to just stay above 500 here in this one. And it's going to be tough against Hot Seats. Harvey, you talked about Hot Seats running back issues. CBS still loves them in their projections. But Dana does get McCaffrey back this week. He does get Trevor Lawrence back this week. Dell has turned out to be pretty dope for Houston. You think this is going to be a tough one, or is Hot Seat bounce back here?
I think Hot Seats can bounce back, and they will bounce back, because that is my brother and my dad, and I'm just picking them with no faith against this now try-ish Sace Armadillos team.
Ouch. Scotty, who you got?
Yeah, I got Hot Seats. Just love Stev and Steve. You know, Stev goes to the game, sees this game of the year, sees a shootout. I mean, he's got all the good karma coming to him for doing that. He's texting me all the time. It's awesome. Steve coming to Niner game. I just found out in 2 weeks. Gonna love to see that.
Wow.
But yeah, Hot Seats. Bryce Young Thursday night at Chicago. I mean, he's gonna have a wire to wire victory on this one.
Wait. Hold on. Timeout. We're excited about Bryce Young. That's where we're at.
When they're at the Bears. Yes. When they're at the Bears.
He's amazing.
Wow.
Yep.
Better than Pickett. Better than Pickett.
I don't disagree, but that's a low bar. That's not a high bar. that's not hard to do.
Bijan's going to be freed. Yeah. Bijan's going to be freed this week at Arizona too. Bijan 20 fantasy points.
Oh,
that won't happen.
They still have the same coach. That probably won't happen. All right. Last game. God, I wish he was here. Freaking Dennis. We got Dose versus All Stars. Oh, Scotty's QBs, though.
Hey, I'm just Scotty's projecting. I'm projecting the injury in the first half so the other one can come in and pick up the slack.
I mean, if T. DeVito is the replacement, then.
Oh, no Kelsey.
Kelsey.
No Swifty.
Oh,
no Swifty and Kelsey.
Dope schedule Dose. Despite no Mahomes, no Puka, no R. Rice, he's playing All Stars with no QBs, Harvey. Is there any way? Convince me there's a way Scotty can win this. No.
Please don't. Please don't.
I don't need to convince you because Scotty will win this game, Bov.
Oh, another my God.
Harvey, another no. Harvey. Two in a row, baby. Dos don't matter. Dennis don't matter. Dennis is fake news. That didn't happen. He's lying to us all like he always does. Another little excuse to miss the pod. He's done. Kenny's trash. No one's talked to Kenny in months. Oh, Scotty God. Coming out flying with that Chargers connection, Bov. The Dicker the kicker and Chargers defense. Going to find a way to combine for 31 again. And Dos will be flabbergasted while sitting in the dentist on Sunday for 3.5 more hours. Getting x-ray after x-ray after x-ray after x-ray after x-ray after x-ray. And after all those x-rays, he'll still have 2.5 more hours to kill at the dentist. That is the fakest story I've ever heard in my life. This guy's irrelevant, trash. Go All-Stars, please. Please.
No.
Please, bro. Please.
No, not even going to try.
The dentist. Beat the dentist.
That was one of the better Harveys ever. Just total flip. Okay, Scotty. Now, you just gave Spence his first win of his life. Literally, of his life. He wants two in a row. How can you make two in a row happen?
The way to do it, we did the playbook last week. We had three holes in our roster out of 11 spots, and we filled them. We made a trade, and we made two adds. Got it done. And those moves ended up being the infamous Dicker the kicker and Chargers defense tandem that Harvey so generously said that was amazing. But, I mean, we're going to roll out a full roster. We're not going to pull a freaking Dana and Graham and just roll over and not try. And we're going to see what happens. You know, we're not going to watch, we're not going to go to any college football games Saturday. We're going to be, you know, trying to get ready for the win. Freaking hilarious, though, these projections of CJ Stroud and Taylor Heineke are going to score the same. That's pretty well through CBS.
Wow. All right. That's it for week 10. We'll be back next week to, see where we're at here with just 4 weeks left in the regular season after this week. We're getting down to it. It's very exciting. We got a lot of parity this year in the show. We got a couple front runners so far. We'll see if they can sustain it. Harvey, good luck. Scotty, good luck. You're going to need it. And we'll see everybody next week.
Hey, Bov, real quick. Can I get a score prediction for Sharks Flyers tonight?
I don't think the Sharks will allow 10 again. I think we're done with that. I think the Sharks will score two goals in this game. But they will give up. They will give up five.
Ooh.
I think it'll be 5-2 Flyers with an empty net.
Ooh, love it.
Fade the Sharks.
Fade the Sharks. All right. Fade those.
Go Kings.
See everybody next week. Go Kings. Jeez.
Go Sharks.